Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Junk Time NFL Podcast for Round 17, 2023. We are coming to you from Wayne Jackson Studios and Rod Carter Studios. My name is Michael Chamberlain and joining me is
Hey, mate. How are you?
Yeah, you look a bit down in the dumps, Adam Rosenbach. What's wrong, mate?
Yeah, sorry. I know we had a different intro plan, but it just kind of, I don't know, sometimes just things just rock you. You know, they rock your world. They rattle you, Michael. Yep. And I never thought you'd see the day. And you know, you just, when you think of the great duos in history, you never thought they'd split up. Like, you know, like Hall & Oates, you just wouldn't imagine them ever doing anything separately. Mario and Luigi, you just can't imagine that ever being separated, you know. Chips without chicken salt, you know what I'm saying, right? There's two things that in your head, they go together. And we find out yesterday with an article in the Daily Mail that Ricky Nixon went ahead and had his 60th birthday without Warwick Capper. They were going to have a joint one, and the threat was there earlier. You know when you just don't want to believe something, Michael?
Yeah, sure. I mean, the AFL says don't believe in never, but it never happened on the weekend.
It happened. We need to go to the AFL and say it fucking happened. Can we
take the AFL to court for this?
So Ricky Nixon went ahead, and they had the same venue. That's what I can't believe. They were going to have it at the Pier Hotel in Port Melbourne. Mm-hmm. We knew all about it because the Wiz came out and did an article in the Herald Sun and provided his own photos, one of which was him with his top up showing his weird abs that he provided to the Herald Sun. And then you just go, there was a talk. Ricky said the Wiz was making it all about himself, and you just at that moment, you first thing you go, have you fucking never met Warren Capper? But you just don't believe. You just don't believe that something like that can happen.
No,
you know.
You're right. And I take it you weren't there. Like,
well, I'm stealing myself for the Wizards, and I know, I just didn't have enough in me to go, and also my dealer's out of town, so I couldn't cover both weekends.
Sure. Obviously, you got to stock up. It's a big fortnight for you. Yeah.
It's huge. It's going to be huge. And so just the fact that it's been broken up, Michael, and I wanted to just share. And imagine the speeches if they had a joint 60th. Oh, the stories that would have never been allowed to be published would be fantastic.
For sure. I mean, imagine the crushed up anti-inflammatories that would have been at that party.
I mean, that joint would have, that the disabled toilets at the Pier Hotel on that weekend.
Sure.
They would have needed a new door. It would have been, the hinges would have been working overtime. Let me tell you that.
And think of the lack of tipping and the bar tab that would have not been paid because the credit card bounced. Okay.
So it's just disappointing. It's disappointing. It's gone ahead. I'm happy for Ricky. I'm happy he got his way. And I reckon if I know the Wiz, he would have looked at that and gone, I've seen what Ricky's done. And I've learned from all the mistakes that maybe Ricky may have had with his one, and I will go harder than anything Ricky has done. So, you know, the Wiz is going to be, it's going to be great. And what I really like is, you know, the Wiz came out and said it was going to be at the Pier Hotel in Port Melbourne sometime in July. We already know that's two weekends that have been taken out. So we know it has to be either next weekend or the following one. So we're on to this. Yeah. So get there, Junk Timers.
And so, okay, so the Daily Mail had an article yesterday and it absolutely captured my imagination. And if this is just a little amuse-bouche for what Warwick Capper's birthday party will be like, then we're in for a treat. and
just a little tasting plate of what's to come.
Essentially, yeah, like this is the palate cleanser before.
Yeah, it is. It really is.
And by the way, good luck trying to buy leopard skin pants in Melbourne in the next 2 weeks.
You go, what do you mean there's a shortage? How many leopards have to die so I can go to this party?
So headline for the Daily Mail, AFL super agent Ricky Nixon, has not been an agent for quite a while now.
Yes.
Bearing the lead, is joined by his fiancée and close mate Sam Newman at Wild 60th birthday bash with a gaggle of scantily clad young ladies after feud about Oro Kappa over a rival party.
You know what? I reckon Ricky, and Ricky would have appreciated this article was written about him, and for the first time in probably a good 15, 20 years, that in an headline about Ricky Nixon, the word disgraced hasn't been thrown in.
Yep, sure. Or, troubled. Or, yep.
Former.
Yep. Or, COVID shot provider. So Ricky Nixon is running his 60th birthday with a huge birthday bash. The one time AFL super agent, here we go, whose career was upended by scandals.
It was upended. It was upended. Almost as upended as the Porsche nearly was when he ran into the back of that tram.
But here's a word you don't hear often in journalism. The man who once managed the game's biggest names could not wipe the smile off his face as he posed alongside guests at the shindig. You don't often hear that in a sophisticated company.
No, but I guess that's the kind of guy that he is, that he would have a shindig. And I like that about him. You know, I love a shindig. Who doesn't love a shindig? I think extravaganza is a bit too. It's not my kind of thing. I'm a shindig man.
So some of the photos are quite remarkable. But also the captions for the photos were quite remarkable.
Yeah, okay. That's what seemed to take you on. You were very excited by this article. Firstly, if you are a Daily Mail photographer, firstly, you're pretty fucking low. But secondly, are you happy or are you upset to get the nod for this? They go, mate, get down to the Pier Hotel.
Yeah,
and they'll be like,
point. Oh,
is it the Wizard 60? They're like, no, it's the Ricky Nixon bash. And you're like, sorry, the Ricky Nixon shindig. And you're like, I don't want to. I went through 3 years of art school. I don't want to be photographing shindigs.
Yeah, for sure. Usually it's like trying to get photos of Pert Derriere's on yachts in Spain. Or, you know, Chris Hemsworth in Byron or something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Or someone without their makeup having a dart out the back of the fucking food truck.
Yeah, sure.
On set.
So Sam Newman rocks up at the party. Sam Newman, who took along a female pal, Sue Stanley, both pictured. So Sam's wearing the shorts, traditional shorts. He wears shorts all the time.
Yeah, so what is it about Sam Newman that he just fucking can't wear a pant? Like, he's at a shindig. A shindig requires a pant,
and
I believe.
He's at the most high class of shindigs going around.
I think
we can agree.
I just would have thought, like, maybe he got his boat across, and as a mariner, he knows that you got to have shorts on when you're in control of your boat.
And then there was another one. Another wonderful guest, Wayne Carey, showed up.
And again, the duck was not overly dressed. I guess everyone knew that it was kind of a casual shindig. Maybe the Warwick Kappa one is the one they're preparing for, but the duck just had jeans and, you know, kind of nice sneakers on and a little bit of a jacket over his jumper. But he wasn't dressed to the nines or anything. No one is kicking on to the casino after this.
Well, we can look at the guest list quickly for the Warwick Kappa one coming up. Wayne Carey will be that as well. Sam Newman as well. And Billy Brownless, having a few... Probably having a few frothies, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I'd have to.
And also in attendance will be Underworld figure Mick Gatto. Who Kappa said is security to make sure Ricky Nixon doesn't get in. This feud is running deep.
I mean, if you're getting Mick Gatto involved, I don't think he'd want to turn up. Where does Warwick Kappa live in Melbourne? Because we all know that Ricky Nixon lives in Port Melbourne, but I thought the Wiz was on the Gold Coast.
No, Wiz is in Bourne.
Okay.
I won't tell you what he added to that when he did an interview on a Channel 31 show, and he said he's in Bourne, and we'll move on from what he added to that. Another photo, a glamorous blonde bombshell, dared to bear. In a racy dress with a dangerously high split. And there's the lady there with her kind of head turned to the side. Kind of, actually, she must be a bit cold. But I don't know. I'm sure she's a lovely lady, and I wish her all the best. And
but also, too, you know what would happen? Like, say you're rocking up to a friend's 60th, so they're all friends of his, and then you're getting there, and then there's this flash photographer out of nowhere just as you turn the corner, and you're like, oh, fucking hell, I wasn't prepared for this. Like, I was looking good, but I wasn't looking this good.
Yeah, sure. Well, the caption editor on these photos, you know, worked overtime. Photo of two more women, and it said, two more stylish broads teetered on high heels as they marched down the sidewalk. Now, you don't often hear the word broad anymore, do you? I miss that word.
I mean, that's kind of like a very American kind of phrase. Mm-hmm. It's not a phrase that you would use confidently in front of any woman have ever met. But at least it's just, fuck, to pull broads out of. Out of nowhere.
It's like
broad. It's
like
check out these broads.
Yeah, it's like they've typed woman into rhymezone.com.
Yep.
And they've come back with chick, lady, broad.
Broads. But you know what I love too is the fact that, because broads, I wouldn't say like, it's usually, I would say in the way that I've heard it in movies and stuff, it's fairly derogatory. Who are these broads? Who invited these broads? Whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
But they've done a kind of negging thing here. They've gone, two more stylish broads. So you kind of go, okay, or like, check out this toots. She's hot.
Well, that's the magic of the Daily Mail, mate.
Well, that is true.
Finish off a fabulous blonde in a pretty pink summer dress ignored the winter chill. They've actually, I must say, to their credit, whoever that person is who wrote this stuff, they've actually brought a lot of colour and movement to what are essentially people rocking up to a party on a cold Melbourne Saturday night just in, you know, going out gear. They've actually kind of painted a bit, well, maybe they paid tribute to the chicken train by making it as controversial as possible.
Well, they're not even controversial, as tacky as possible, and he would appreciate that. He'd be like, yeah, I invited many broads to my party, and I appreciate that they called them that.
It's a colourful event, and seeing we've spent 10 minutes talking about it, you can obviously tell that Adam and I are very jealous that we didn't get invited.
But don't forget, the Wizards is happening soon. So, that is definitely going to be on Daily Mail, and the Herald Sun will surely do something with the Wiz.
Absolutely, for sure. And if anyone out there, our email is junktimeaflpod@gmail.com. Like, feel free to give us a rundown if you go to the Wizards party. Let us know what
that would be phenomenal. The ins and outs. I mean, I suppose the bigger question out of this, Michael, is this pairing? Is their relationship? Can it be repaired? Like, just the two of the greatest people in AFL footy have had a bit of a falling out over their 60th, but can they move beyond it in the next couple of years, or is it just going to go the way of, you know, their great tour with Mark Jacko Jackson, and now they're not even friends, you know? It's just some of these great, tremendous men and their friendships. You know, you don't throw away friendships at this age easily.
Yeah, sure.
Can they repair them?
I kind of wonder about that. Like, you know, do we ever want to see Chicken Train and the Wiz back on stage at a pub in Mount Gambier? I mean, it'd be a shame to deprive the people of that kind of...
Well, yeah. I'll tell you where it would be a great place for the reunion. The Junk Time AFL podcast live show. Imagine.
We get them
if
to hug
we brought
it
out those two for you. Oh, God.
At our live show, Adam, we've got a live show coming up on September 3, 4 p.m. at Morris House, formerly the European Beer Cafe. You're going to be a fucking icky up good. we're going to have a live show. They're always a classic. And guests, mate, we are cooking up some guests, aren't we? We're cooking up some magic, aren't we?
No, as we always do at this time, you know, we've got fucking irons in fires and fingers in pies and we are working away. We've got pills in pill presses. Mm-hmm. Things are going to come out, Junk Timers. Have faith. Tickets are available at trybooking.com, and we guarantee it's going to be a cracking show. So have a little faith in the boys.
Yeah, no, they're always a great show.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, can we talk to the ladder for a little bit?
Yeah, I don't think we've done it for a while, and I'm just, it's starting to really take shape as to who's going to, it's starting to really take shape, isn't it? I'm excited.
Well, you use the word shape, actually, looking at it, you kind of go, geez, Melbourne and Saints the other night, that was an 8 shaper, or a top 4 shaper.
Yeah.
So we've got the Pies and Port clear on
56, two games ahead of Bears and Melbourne. But
it's the pies to lose, isn't it? Would you say that right now that they can't?
I feel like right now, yeah.
When was the last time? Okay, have a think about this. When was the last time that you went at this point in the season, or even maybe a couple of rounds earlier, when you went, the team that is on top and that is playing really well is the team that is most likely going to win it? Because well, I think it's been a few years.
Well, I think last year, like, wasn't Melbourne, like, you know, 12 and zip?
No, they went 10 and zip and then kind of fell apart.
Yeah, sure. No, I feel like it's pies at the minute. But I feel Port and Lions are a challenger. I don't quite have faith in Melbourne. And then I reckon the other bottom of the half of the eight are kind of making up the numbers. But
yeah, so we'll get to Essendon in a second. Melbourne, what do you reckon's going on with Clayton Oliver? Now, he was filmed the other day having an argument with one of the head trainers down there. And what do you think what's your take on that?
I think he was going, can I play? And they go, no, you're clearly injured and you've been injured for quite a while. And therefore, you can't play because we're paying you $800,000 a year.
Yep.
And we don't want you to yank your hammy off your tendon.
I just think that they have too much power. I think if Clayton Oliver wants to play and then he doesn't play again for the rest of the year, you know what would be great is if they're not allowed to have fitness people down at the clubs. So you just go, you think you're fit, you go out and you be as fit as you want, right? Yep. And so if a club comes back and they've all been on like fucking in Bali and just enjoying themselves, you don't even know if their skin folds are up because they haven't been measured, right? It's not until Geelong players put on the hoops and you're like, they have stacked it on over summer.
It's like friends like who over the past have been like, you know, going overseas and stuff. And they're like, I better take a COVID test before I get in the plane. And then they go, well, that would ruin my holiday. So I'm not doing a test.
Yeah. So why bother testing? Or how about, all right, you ban any kind of pre-season, right? Mm-hmm. So whatever the players get up to, right, they're not allowed to do anything until round one. They hit the ground and so your fitness only develops over the season. So you come out, you're blowing a gale at fucking 10-minute mark of the first quarter. it's a war of attrition. This guy's vomiting. This guy's just bent over. You know, Big Mummy wouldn't have made the season. You get through it. And I just think it'd be a more fun watch.
I'm actually curious about, because by the fact it's a hammy, like you can't jab that up as such. Like you need to take care of that. Like it's actually probably, I actually imagine it's the most important muscle if you're going to run anywhere. You can jab it up maybe for like a grand final, but.
Yeah, but didn't Paul Chapman play out the second part of the 2009 grand final with a cooked hammy?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I imagine like a calf, like we saw Nathan Lyon run out the cricket. I imagine you can jab a calf. But if you're looking long term and you've got to still play until the end of September, you can't be too ludicrous with it.
Okay. Well, let's go the other way and say that there are no more injuries in the AFL because you are allowed to jab the fuck out of people.
Okay.
So they come out like on huge amounts of ketamine, right? Like what a horse would take.
Yep.
And they're out there running around and people are like, his ankle is just fucking dangling. And they're like, mate, he can't feel it. Let's just keep going. He can't even kick with it because his foot is just hanging there.
Okay, that could be part of the pregame entertainment. So we get to finals time. We don't believe in never. And then part of the entertainment team runs out. And then it's almost like the players that need a jab get presented in front of the crowd. Maybe we can even build a podium for them. And then the trainers come out. They get the needle. And like it's almost like competitive, kind of like, you know, yeah, we've got 7 people getting jabbed. You've got 5 people. Yeah, you're shit. Yeah, we got more jabbed. You know, we're going to win.
Who cares if like your knee is slipping out because you've done an ACL? If you feel no pain, like we've all been at that point when you're so drunk that nothing hurts anymore. You feel no pain. You have no emotion. It's just a good place to be in life.
For sure, man. Like, I mean, when you punch that police horse, you feel, you know, like the strongest man in the world.
Well, and also the horse doesn't feel it because he's high on ketamine as well.
Yeah, for sure.
So everyone's winning. So what I'm saying is if you're going to punch a horse, it's fine, junk time. Just go for it.
I mean, he's been at the station. He's been in the supply room where they keep... Check out those nostrils.
Hang on, I thought we confiscated 24 kilos.
But I see a little team, Adam. I see a little team at 11th spot on the ladder.
Look, you can't say little. You can't, like, when a team's had three big wins like we have had. Yep. Firstly, we beat Freo, right? We got Freo out of the way on the weekend. We beat a tanking Hawthorn, which not everyone is able to do. And to roll the Gold Coast at the MCG is one of the hardest tasks in football. And the Blues did it. And I just think we're a real shoo-in for 10th. I'm telling you, we are coming.
They do say if you have to win the premiership, you have to go through Gold Coast at the MCG.
Exactly. It's the toughest thing.
But you're 11th and you're a game off 8th spot.
A game and a lot of percentage. Obviously, Geelong look like they've played West Coast about four times.
But do you dare to dream that you might be able to make the 8? And can we possibly picture a scenario where you maybe need to make the 8 and just need to draw and you possibly lose by 1 point in the final game of the year? Can we dream?
That kind of scenario would never happen. The gods would never do that to
the footy gods.
Yeah.
But can you make the 8? You're looking like you're right there. Like, should we go through your draw?
We don't need to go through our draw. But I just think that we've got Port Adelaide this week. So if Carlton beat Port Adelaide in Melbourne at Marvel Stadium, Saturday afternoon, twilight game, I am a big chance of going. If we win that one, then we can dare to have a little bit of a dream. But I'll tell you what, and this is a team that we haven't given a huge shout-out to on the last 10 years of this podcast, but Essendon's win on the weekend, fucking hell, they were flying. Yeah. And it must be good to be a Bomber supporter right now, as sickening as that is to you and I.
Yeah, for sure. I feel like the team's in the 8 right now. I feel like they're entrenched in the 8. I'm not really sure why I'm saying that, but like, I just feel like they've been...
You've lost your fucking mind, mate. St Kilda, they're fucking falling apart. They're only lucky that they've got... Yeah, well, they beat West Coast last week, only just. They lost to Melbourne. They lost Max King. I think it's all over for Ross Abbas. I'd be looking at a new coach if I was St Kilda.
Okay, change at the top. Yeah, fair enough.
Well, yeah, I mean, Ross has had his chance, his second chance. He hasn't done anything with this side. He couldn't do anything in the last batch. I just don't think he's a very good coach.
Well, I reckon the 8 that are in the 8 now are the kind of have been the top 8 for the year. And it would be other teams that will have to pinch a spot.
What do you reckon it is about the Adelaide Crows, right? So they can win at home. So they walk out and, you know, Matthew Nick said a couple of weeks ago that, you know, when they play away, that maybe they're just... Preparation is a little bit different. Like, they're always at the buffet. You know, you don't have a buffet when you're when you're at home.
I can see the problem there. They're at the fucking buffet all the time.
Well, that's a good point. But they don't look oversized. But maybe they are just a little bit heavier after, you know, 6 croissants on game day.
I kind of feel like if you're a team that has to travel like that each week, like, wouldn't you be better at it? Like, is that a bit more of an indictment on them by the fact they're going, oh, we didn't know we had to catch a plane this week? It's like, mate, you've been doing it since 1991. Like,
yeah, you're a disgrace.
And also, why do you have a fucking buffet? Like, you got the buffet, you got the eggs, you got the bacon, you got the pancakes. Like, give them the little thing that we'd get on school holidays when you go away. The little miniature, you know, Cocoa Pops, the little rice bubbles.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
Little cornflakes.
Yeah. When you're on school holidays, yeah, the school camp.
I went to Giants Stadium on Saturday night. It was fun, really fun.
Oh, okay. So you went and watched. That was not a bad game, was it?
We kind of stayed in there. We kind of couldn't get in the end. But a little nod to Giants Stadium. That was actually probably half full. Like, for two teams that aren't completely flying.
Was the top deck on the opposite side to the broadcast side, was that open? I don't reckon I've ever seen that open.
Opposite side to... So what the cameras are pointed at?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think it was, no.
Yeah, okay.
But it was like probably half full. I can't tell you actual figures, but there was a good vibe there. Probably too much vibe, actually. A lot of fucking like no, there's just a lot of kind of carry on during quarter time and half time and all that kind of shit.
Yeah.
But full credit to them. I saw at one of the food stands they had the mummy hot dog.
Oh yeah.
And so that was two hot dogs in one bun with the lot, essentially. And I was like, just a little nod to Shane Mumford. And I was like, Well done, Giants. Well done.
And then after the game, you went back to King's Cross and got a little nod to Shane Mumford. Here's a double banger for you.
Well, I did see actually. I got my food, and they were like, you know, if you just kind of give the wink, you get the money, and then they give you a little baggie as well, mate.
Yeah, yeah.
But in honor of the great man.
They make sure you buy the hot dog first and not the baggie, because otherwise you'll have no appetite.
Yeah.
They go, mate, we're fucking selling no hot dogs here. What's going on?
You pay F-plus for the hot dog, but cash for the...
for the extra stuff. Now, Collingwood are obviously flying, as we said, but their fans... it's tough with Collingwood fans because everyone loves the way that they're playing at the moment, but also the thing that undoes it is their Collingwood supporters, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But they're considering they're not happy with the treatment that Jack Gunston has been getting in the VFL. And so they were wanting to, they considered a protest last weekend at the MCG.
This is actually quite remarkable. So Collingwood fans are considering a left field MCG protest as early as this weekend after the treatment of Jack Ginnivan after the VFL scuffle in Sunday's game against Frankston. Pies members have grown increasingly frustrated with Ginnivan's treatment by the VFL rivals. How did he end up in the VFL? Like, has it been that bad?
That is an excellent question. I'm not sure whether he... Because what did he get banned for earlier in the year? He did something wrong and he kind of got dropped. I can't remember what he got suspended for. Mm. But he spent a little bit of time in the reserves and has kind of been in and out. And also, Bobby Hill came from GWS. So they're kind of playing for the same position. Jamie Elliott's there. Yeah, they've got Ash Johnson. So they've kind of got quite a few players of that ilk who've taken his position.
I feel like every suspension nowadays is for a dangerous tackle. Like, no one's punching anyone anymore. Like,
it's disappointing, isn't it?
No, but it's like a dangerous tackle. I'm like, they get suspended. I'm like, I don't know how that's illegal. Like, anyway.
So a Collingwood fan, Angie McCarthy, runs a popular Pies Facebook group.
Perfect.
And she told the Herald Sun that hundreds of Pies fans were threatening to protest at the MCG as early as in the weekend to, you know, complain about his thing. Now, you know what I love about this is she set up a little bit of an event on Facebook and hundreds of people have said, absolutely, I'm going. They click go. And so what you realise very quickly of anyone who's ever organised anything that requires people to rock up after they've clicked go on Facebook is that fucking no one shows up.
Or I like the ones where it's like, I'm interested or something. And like, that's a polite way of saying, look, I'm lending my support, but there's no fucking way I'm showing up on a Tuesday.
Exactly. So this article came out late last week and the protest was supposed to happen on the weekend, clearly didn't. And so we have Collingwood supporters have just fucking gone, I'm not fucking going to that. What's the point?
But I actually like this one. It is understood their complaints were lodged via an AFL integrity porthole that saw an integrity officer call McCarthy to clarify the nature of their complaints, the potential protest. So is there an integrity unit website that we can go to lodge a very clearly false claim?
Geez, I fucking love that.
We'll
get the integrity unit onto a bit of stuff there.
Let me, integrity portal. Just typing that in now. Let's find out. This site allows you to make a report to the Australian Football League. Holy shit, dude. We have opened up a fucking...
Are you serious? Is that a thing?
This site allows you to make a report to the Australian Football League relating to any allegations that may contravene the AFL rules and policies. Okay, this seems to be like a...
Oh, I reckon North Melbourne have been taking unperformance-enhancing drugs integrity unit. Fucking cop that.
Dude, I feel like... Well, okay. Well, it says AFL integrity at the top of it. And then you can...
So you think it's legit?
Well, I'm not sure. Like, it feels like... I feel like I've walked into, like, a weird wormhole of Big Footy or something. But you can type in people and names and what are you reporting? When did this occur? Is it still taking place? You can provide, like, files? Are you seriously fucking telling me that I could fucking email the AFL every fucking day and just complain about bullshit?
Yeah. And let's not forget, this is the man who sent letters to the AFL about Hawthorn. So expect a few emails, Integrity Unit.
oh, dude, here we go, making a complaint. Okay, we've opened a wide door right now of how we can complain to the AFL about frivolous, made-up things.
This is fantastic. So I'll just be putting in complaints about umpires and fellow supporters. This is like you know that number that you text at the ground?
Yeah, yeah.
Where you're like, oh, the bloke next to me is drinking mid-strength. This is like that on fucking steroids.
Yeah, and I imagine, you know, given that they're all across it, I imagine every email goes directly to Gil.
Yes.
And he will peruse each and every single one of them and, you know, take in the information and probably call you up and find out more about it before they quickly sweep it under the carpet. Imagine that. You'd just be like, oh, the record boy is rude to me. my crepe in the members was not warm enough.
Yeah, no, that can happen.
Hey, football in real life?
Hit me.
Hi, Junk Timers. From Michael. I have a footballer in real life. However, sadly, it appears the cost of living crisis has gotten worse, with even fringe AFL players resorting to petty theft to make ends meet.
That sounds like this could be a little story for the AFL
integrity unit. We need the black ops on this one.
Okay.
I was picking up my son from his childcare in a leafy inner south area of Melbourne. My four-year-old is doing very well. and spotted ex-bomber and current demon, Jake Melksham, get out of his late model SUV. To my horror, he proceeded to cross the road and steal one or two lemons off someone's tree.
Jesus, this is high, big.
High crimes and misdemeanors right here.
Yeah, I know.
To be fair, the house where the tree was situated doesn't have a front fence, but it seemed presumptuous to start trying to pull off produce without asking for permission. But here's the twist. The owner appeared out of nowhere on their bike and caught Jake in the act of GTC, Grand Theft Citrus.
The worst kind.
Whilst my view was obstructed, Jake appeared quite embarrassed and was feigning ignorance that stealing was illegal. I presume he is now in custody awaiting trial.
Well, I don't think Jake Melksham has appeared in any games over the last few weeks, so perhaps that is the reason.
I think he could be on Guantanamo Bay right now, yeah.
That makes sense, doesn't it? Like, you just go... Yeah. You know, once obviously the Black Ops would have heard about that,
yep.
They're just straight into it like, well, he's brought the game and Citrus into disrepute. Yeah. He cannot play for at least 3 weeks.
I had an aunt who was fond of getting clippings off, a great aunt who was fond of getting clippings of flowers or maybe even taking a little bit more of the plant than you should, because she would then try and grow it at home. And there was one time she leant over a fence, and I wasn't there, but she leant over a fence and got entangled and actually hurt herself, like, you know, sprained her ankle.
Yeah, right.
And the owner came out and was like, oh, you okay? And kind of became very apparent, like, she was leaning over the fence trying to steal their property.
That happened to me once when I was in someone's roof space, and I was taking some of their plants.
Uh-huh.
And then that set off a whole bunch of alarms, and the police weren't called, but it was just like a couple of bikie clubs rocked up.
Hey, are we going to hit the road? We are Junk Time FL Pod, Gmail, Twitter, Facebook, and the Gram.
And don't forget about our live show Sunday, September 3rd, 4 p.m. at Morris House, formerly European Beer Cafe, trybooking.com. Go bag it.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.